Solutions.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of the show. And I must warn you, Mark, I just got back from climbing Mount Monadnock, the most climbed mountain in the world.
It's the second most climbed. Mount Fuji's the most climbed.
Most climbed mountain in America,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
So a little drowsy?
Yeah, I'm a little out of it.
Yeah.
A little out of it.
You're lucky you're not a little dead. You're going out and climbing a...
What do you mean, dead?
What do I mean, dead? At the top of that thing, it's got to be 0 degrees.
No,
ice everywhere.
No way. Not today.
Oh.
No, it was around freezing when we
ludicrous.
Went up there. And anyway, I just figured I'd give you fair warning. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything.
Fair warning, this could be a crappy show. What is this fair warning for?
I don't know. I can tell you that something funny is going on with our webcam. I have some good news.
How's that?
There's some amazing news that you had just told me about before the show.
Yep. In Nevada, Ron Paul is second place. This is from updated 24 minutes ago. 98% of the precincts reporting. Romney is way ahead with 52%, and he should get 18 of the delegates in that state. But Paul's got 13%, just by a hair beating McCain. I don't care, as long as his name's on top.
Huh.
He's got 13%. McCain also has 13%. That shows just how close it is.
Yeah.
Huckabee, 8%. Thompson, 8%. Giuliani, 4%. Hunter, no delegates with 2%.
So, 13% with 98% reporting. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah. So it's
so they give you a little boost, Mark? Are you feeling a little better about the Ron Paul
campaign?
That's
what I was hoping to see. Something like that. God bless the Nevadans.
You know what? I need to find out. I don't know if we have got our guest with us here quite yet. I suppose I should take a look at that. Do we have our guest? I have no idea. If we do, we should put him on. We've got a guy who runs a cigar bar in the Chicago, Illinois area.
Mm-hmm.
And Illinois, as you may or may not be aware, has just passed a smoking ban.
God bless them, right?
So now if you've got a business and you let the public into your business, you can't have smoking on premises. And apparently it's even going to affect this man's cigar shop.
It must not be their business. If I can't allow smoking in my business, it must not be my business. It must belong to someone else.
This dude is pretty ticked off, and he was very passionate. I spoke with him on the phone earlier this week. We're hoping he comes on board here. He is expecting our call, but we'll get to that as soon as possible. 800-259-9231. As always, lots to talk about. You can bring up whatever you want, live Saturday edition of the show. So Ron Paul, really raking home the votes tonight, or today, in the Nevada. You said there's a caucus there, not a primary?
Right.
Okay. And the Nevada caucus with 13% of the vote. That's pretty cool, man. And I'd love to hear if anybody out there is one of the people that's been supporting Ron Paul, been disappointed up till now, feeling different, still been paying attention. Because a lot of people were talking about dropping out after he didn't do that well in New Hampshire and Iowa. And it's just like, look, it's two states. There's more to do, more to talk about. By the time it's all said and done, more people will have discovered the message of freedom, and that's what's important about the Ron Paul campaign, is whether or not he wins, the issue to me is introducing people to liberty. That's what's most important to me. And he's doing a good job of it. Of course, now I can already hear the calls. Hey, why can't you guys go? Why didn't your Free State Project guys go to Nevada? Look at that, 13%. Well, first of all, Nevada wasn't one of the candidate states for the Free State Project.
It is, one can argue, as free in quite a few ways.
Oh, certainly. Oh, there's no doubt about that. But one of the reasons why it was not an option was because it doesn't have less than 1.5 million population.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the major parameters for the Free State Project. So, of course, we are members of the Free State Project on the show. We have moved across the country to get active in the liberty movement, together with other wonderful activists here in the great state of New Hampshire. And so there were other reasons as well, other tactical reasons. But I think it's great news. I think it's fantastic that there's that much support for the ideas of freedom in Nevada. And there were people that were predicting some pretty good turnout for Ron Paul today. Let's go to the phones, unscreened to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to let you guys know I was able to vote for Ron Paul today in Illinois. They had early voting. Went to the mall, took my kids to the mall, and they were set up with a little room with some voting booths. And it was different. I've never voted like that before. I went in. I had to show them my ID. I showed them my driver's license, and they checked my address, and I think they actually checked the picture of me on the computer. I don't know where they got the picture of me on the computer.
A little disturbing, yeah.
The one woman looked at the guy and looked at my license and said, yeah, that looks like him.
I suppose they could say that, they had your driver's license or your address or something off your driver's license, and she could say that looks like him, and it still doesn't refer to a picture. You know, like as a colloquial way of expressing it. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of other options.
That's a possibility.
Yep. I
doubt it, but that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. You were there. I wasn't.
Yeah. It seemed to me that she was looking at a picture and was referring to the picture.
So when does the full vote happen in Illinois? You said this is early voting.
Super Tuesday.
Okay. That's what, the 5th?
The 5th of February, right.
And that's when all the rest of the states are doing it, right? Is there anybody that's after the 5th?
Yes. Yeah, there's a number. I don't know how many are on Super Tuesday. There's only 12 or 20 or something like that, I think.
Well, very good. Did you want to share anything else with us tonight?
I wanted to talk a little bit about positive thinking.
Oh, by all means.
You were talking about positive thinking last night. And, Ian, I'm a little surprised that you're a proponent of positive thinking because, to me, positive thinking doesn't seem to be very much different than praying.
Well, there is a difference, I think. When people pray, they're extending requests to some deity.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you can pray to say, God, please help show me how to make my life better in some way. You don't have to say, God, please give me $1 million. Or
yeah, but you're still asking for something. You're still asking to be granted something.
Help to be shown,
yeah.
Which is kind of what you're doing in positive thinking. Now, don't get me wrong. I like positive.
Yeah, but you're not offering anything up to another entity. There's a completely different situation there. We're thinking positively and doing affirmations and that sort of thing really is all inside your head, and you're only dealing with yourself, and you're doing things that can help you improve yourself and make your life better. You're not requesting anything from some ethereal force.
Well, I don't know about that. It seems to me to be about the same thing. You're kind of putting your thoughts out into the universe, and a lot of people who believe in positive thinking, like this gentleman that was talking to you last night, he was saying that he thought about a car, a specific car,
mm-hmm.
and then went out and met people that had this specific car. And to me, that's like, are you saying that if you hadn't been thinking about that specific car, you wouldn't have met those same people? As long as he had done his same actions, he still would have met those people, regardless of whether he was thinking about that car.
Well, that's true. If he'd done those same actions, you would have met those people. He just probably wouldn't have paid attention to the car. It's like when you see another car, when you see a car that you're interested in, you discover it, and it's been on the road for 5 or 10 years or whatever. It's been on the road for a year or something. All of a sudden, you start noticing it everywhere. So it was already there before. It's just that you're paying attention to it at that point.
And, well, the point being, I think that he could have been even thinking negatively and gone out. As long as he went out and proceeded the same way and did the same actions, the same occurrences would have happened. It really didn't matter whether he was thinking positive or thinking negative. The only thing that I feel is good about positive thinking is it helps you personally approach your life with a better attitude.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's worth a lot.
Attitude is where it all starts.
Exactly.
When it comes to having a good life.
Hey, thanks for the call, Matt. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We do have our guest. His name is Ronnie. He is the man who is in charge of Cigars and Stripes in the Chicago, Illinois area. got a bit of a conflict with the Illinois government. We'll explore it.
DVD,
books,
music,
instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronics,
photo,
cell phone,
office products,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supplies,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. Both free for you at freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check us this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. His name is Ronnie Lotz, and he is the owner, proprietor, at Cigars and Stripes, a cigar bar in Berwyn, Illinois. Just, I guess, what is it, a suburb of the Chicago area, Ronnie?
Yeah, we're right outside the door there. We're right next door to the world-famous Cicero. So if you drive down historic Route 66 from downtown Chicago, we're about 8 minutes going west.
Okay, cool. Well, good to know.
So that's western Chicago then?
Well, and it's not really Chicago. I mean, you have downtown Chicago, and you, like I said, you take Ogden Avenue, which is Route 66. You cut through Cicero and then Berwyn. So you're about an eight-minute ride.
So you're a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan?
Well, you know, here's how I see it. I was my sister took me to see the Sox when I was the Cubs when I was a kid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a Cubs fan.
There you go.
Yeah, if she would have took me to see the Sox, I'd probably been a Cubs fan anyway. What's the difference?
All right, now that we're done with the completely irrelevant questioning from my co-host, let's talk about the issue that you're here to discuss. There was a law passed beginning that took effect at the beginning of this year, a smoking ban for the entire state of Illinois. This is not one of those Chicago nutty, crazy laws that they have going on there, but this is a crazy law statewide. And what are the provisions there? What are they banning smoking from almost everywhere. What are the exceptions, Ronnie?
Well, there are exceptions. They say that there's tobacco. Well, I don't, if you read it, you go online and actually read about it, it'll tell you that there's some hotel rooms, some nursing homes, and tobacco shops. I mean, I think that's kind of funny. Well, I mean, listen, those people live their whole lives. What are you going to do? Tell them you can't smoke now in the house they're paying the big dollars for?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. There was a situation out here in the New England area, I think it was Maine, where the cops busted in on a group of old veterans that were playing, what was it, cribbage?
I believe
they were playing cribbage for, like, pennies. And they charged these guys with crimes, gambling crimes. So, no, it really wouldn't surprise me anymore, Ronnie.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't surprise me either. You know, I want you to think about this, too. All the VFW halls, the Elks, all these Rotary clubs, all these American, these males that are they're on their last legs that have fought for this country to, I don't know, for some of the rights and the freedoms that we claim to have in this country, can't even smoke in their own clubhouses now. And they were the ones that shed blood and went to war for this country a long time ago. So I feel that's unfair.
So this law has gone into effect, and you run a cigar bar, but it's also it's something else, right?
I'll tell you what it is. I have a tobacco store in the front, and I have been in business since 1998 as a licensed tobacco retailer.
So you've been paying the bribe to the government every single year in order to operate the business.
Well, I mean, you want to call it a bribe? I mean, I feel so we have to pay taxes on that kind of income, I believe. That's fair. I mean, you know, listen, you got to pay your sales tax. You got to pay them. I'm already paying, and listen to this, if I spend a dollar, 18% on the wholesale cost of a cigar goes as a separate check cut to, for my taxes, not counting my 8.75 over the register.
Is that 18% to the state? 18% to the state of Illinois?
Yeah, that's how that goes. And here's how I see it. I have been a licensed tobacconist since 1998. I had a small cigar store. I used to be involved with the professional wrestling business, so I would run around and tour around, and then I would have this little cigar store. And then I don't know what happened. There was a lounge down the block. The opportunity came. I said, I'm going to expand and diversify my product range here in America, and I'm going to add alcohol into this equation. I built and bought that property at 6715 West Ogden with the intent to expand the tobacco store.
So not only the proprietor of your business, you're also the owner of the building as well. You're not renting from anyone.
Oh, no, right. Yeah, that's the other thing. You know, I want to point out, I'd like to say this too in the beginning of this. You're talking to a guy who hasn't done his homework and isn't that educated on our amendments and the Bill of Rights and everything. And I feel like now I'm starting to actually start to look at some of these things. I want you to picture this. If the state of Illinois, suppose you lived in Illinois, and they said, listen, you're 35 years old. If you are 35 years old, you cannot drive your car from 11 o'clock at night till 10 in the morning.
What? Hold on. Wait a minute. I missed something. I'm a little woozy because I climbed a mountain today. Are you saying that has happened, or are you painting a picture?
No. This is an example of how other normal people can relate to this. And what happens is you see it on the news, You're in disbelief. What do you mean? I'm over 35. I can't drive my car. This can't be possible. You see it on the news. You get pulled over. But then you tell the policeman, you say, listen to me. The state of Illinois never sent me a piece of paper. They never said that. Well, it's on the TV. You understand where I'm coming from? I feel that the state of Illinois is obligated to send a letter. You know what I mean?
I mean, like you said, you've been paying them. I mean, you've paid them. They have your address. They know who you are. I mean, is it too much to ask for that common courtesy?
Well, it's not even common courtesy. It's decent business. Listen, you've been paying us. You're licensed, okay? We're your license provider. There's a change in a stipulation on your license, and this is the ruling and how it pertains to you. Mm-hmm. They never did that. So, you know, if a policeman was to walk in and say, we're going to give you a ticket for smoking in here, I'm just going to tell him, listen, I've never been legally notified by the state of Illinois. It's not only that. Here's my complaint, is I'm up for an exemption in this particular ruling.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what's odd. State of Illinois says, well, you have to have 80% of your tobacco, of all your gross revenue, must be derived from tobacco products and tobacco.
Well, if you sell alcohol, there's no way you're going to be under that provision just because people drink three drinks and smoke one cigar.
Yeah, well, I guess they designed that so every bar owner in the city of Chicago didn't go out and get a tobacconist license and say, well, we're a smoke shop, now we can smoke anywhere in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know why that is, but I think that as far as I'm concerned, at their bar, they should be able to smoke in there.
Yeah, well, that's the obvious. But here's what frightens me even more, is how does government dictate what percentage of a legal product I can sell in order to sell something else? I feel that Americans are losing their rights across the board.
Oh, yeah. We haven't defended them, Ronnie. Unfortunately, we gave the government the right to say, or gave them the ability to say, well, here's a license to sell alcohol. A person, as far as I'm concerned, a person doesn't need a license to sell alcohol or tobacco or anything.
Right. A license is just an excuse for the government to cash in on your business and increase your overhead. You have to pass those costs on to the customers.
I don't even mind that so much that everyone's got to get their cut. I mean, we have to run this, the state of Illinois somehow, and I understand they need to drive revenue from that. But, you know, let's do it in reasonable places. I'll tell you this. I just spent a month in Mexico, and this even goes further. I believe that in this country, we need people to tell us what to do. But it has to be within reason. I
can't agree with that part. I know there are some people that feel that way, and that's fine. I think they should be able to have someone tell them what to do. Mm-hmm. I personally not interested in that. But, Ronnie, I want to bring you back, talk more about what's going on with your bar, what you're planning on doing. I know you had brought a couple lawyers in, and they bailed out. I want to hear about that and more. If you've got a question, his name is Ronnie Lotz, and he is the proprietor of Cigars and Stripes, a man who's decided at this point that the government might have gone a step too far. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org. today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are for free. And they include the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just go and get them for free right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we go back to our guest, Ronnie Lotz. He's the proprietor and owner of Cigars and Stripes. It is a cigar bar, smoke shop's not the right word. I'm not using the correct terminology. What is the correct terminology for what your business is?
Well, that's up to I don't know. I call it a lounge. You know, okay. We have live comedy on Wednesday and Saturday. We have some of the best stand-up comics in the city of Chicago. Our live shows are the open mic on Wednesday and Saturday night. And listen, if you guys are interested, you can go to cigarsandstripes.com. You can actually see the layout of, there's a smoke shop and there's an entertainment area. We're going to be putting a kitchen in. That's cigars, cigarsandstripes.com.
Right.
And check it out.
The Illinois government is preparing to rain on your parade with their awful new anti-smoking law, which you at one time were just essentially a smoking cigar shop. Now
right.
You've added in liquor sales or alcohol sales, and the government's coming in saying, well, sorry, you can't get an exemption because you're selling something besides tobacco-related products, and so you're screwed. You're going to have to stop your customers from smoking. You, as the business owner, have now all of a sudden become the nanny for all of your customers. Isn't that right?
Well, you know what? That's popular belief at this point. Here's the situation. In order to start, I mean, what do you do? Do you subpoena the state of Illinois and say, I mean, how do you start it? So my initial move will have to be eventually to get ticketed for smoking on the premise. It's my understanding. I don't even believe that local enforcement even understands quite how to enforce it. And here's how I look at it. I was in the pro wrestling business. It doesn't matter to me. But if there's a 250-pound guy smoking in my bar, what am I going to do? I want to wrestle this guy and say, hey, look, you can't smoke in here? I mean, here's another question. Who's to enforce this law?
Yeah.
You understand? And at what point, I don't know how to put this, but what about my right as an American to refuse service to anybody? You know what I mean? So they're going to come into the store, and I just hold my hand up and say, hey, wait a minute. I'm not letting you in. Nope, I don't want to serve you today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't summons the police, and they're not needed there. Somebody calls in. I got a crazy neighbor. I mean, when the town of Berwyn, this lady went up, and she read a half hour. Oh, and the smoking. And you know, it's her right to get up in that public forum in the city council meeting and stand there and read for a half hour on how this was before Illinois implemented the ban.
Mm-hmm.
This was up to local home rule. And her whole thing was, you know, you put away those ashtrays and, you know, welcome the smiling, new, non-smoking faces. And I'm just like, listen, I'm going to be stuck with this crazy woman, me and her in there, and I'm going to lose all my customers. My point is, if this woman is to walk in, I have the right. Do I still have that right to say, hey, listen, I don't want you in here.
I don't know. These days,
well,
I really don't know the answer to that.
You tell me. That's the problem. You know, I mean, someone's going to call. They got an 800 number now. You know, you just call up. And I think it's actually, I don't know if it's actually on a normal phone, like a 366. You just dial it and then you report it. There's been over 118 cases right now in the city of Chicago.
So they have a snitch line set up for this? Is that what you're saying?
I guess so.
Oh, so disgusting that they're turning people against their friends, their neighbors, their neighborhood businesses. It's just absolutely awful. Mark, did you have a comment there?
Well, I just wanted to know, what if somebody does call this line, Ronnie, how does it go? Do the cops come in and then ticket you? Do they ticket the person who's smoking? What do they do?
I think there's actually one of each. The fines are a little out of place. I think the first one's a warning, second one's 250, then 500, 1,000, and 2,500, I believe. And here's the thing. I like to say this. At this point, I've had no arguments with the state of Illinois at this point, because it hasn't come to be yet. You know what I mean? No one has gotten the ticket.
So you're still allowing smoking in your bar?
In the smoke shop. Okay. At this point. Now there is an area where I can divide it, you know, but my problem is I have cigars on my register for over 7 years in the new location. I sell tobacco over the bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure.
So I just find it hard the government's going to dictate how much of what legal substance I can sell and what percentage.
Well, that's just it. You know, they get their nose under the tent, so to speak, and before you know it, the government is completely into micromanaging your business, telling you who you can sell to, when you can sell to them, what products you can sell to them, how they have to, you know, be dressed to buy the products. I mean, they will go down this path until you've given up and thrown in the towel and shut down your business. Now, here's a question for you. What about private clubs? What if you were to charge a membership fee?
They wrote the law around it. What they have done is they've taken every state that they've passed this out, they passed this law, and then they custom made it to make it harder to go around, to move around it. You
so
know what
even
I mean?
Like the Lions Club, the Kiwanis Club, they
earlier.
Can't smoke either?
That's what I'm saying. The VFW halls, no.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's what's really, you know, there's a certain area in around Berwyn. Well, there's a guy who runs a bar for 12. I was 18 years old going in there, and this fella, you got to ring the buzzer, and he looks through the window and says, okay, you can come in. You know what I mean?
Ronnie, I think it's interesting that you had started out your call by saying you, up until now, hadn't been someone who had really paid much attention to the Bill of Rights and those liberty concepts that got this country rolling. And I'm getting the impression that now you've taken a bit more of an interest in that.
Well, you know, what about our First Amendment right? Let's just talk about that. What about the right to assembly? You know what I mean? What about that?
What about your right to property? I mean, the fact is, this government is telling you you don't own your property. If they can
tell
you what to do on it, you don't own it.
This is what I'm talking about. I'm not a lawyer. I haven't went to college for that kind of to look into that stuff. But I'll tell you this. When I start to look into the rights of a property owner, go ahead. I dare any one of your listeners to go out there and Google property owner rights. You need a lawyer and a translator and like another translator to kind of put it in terms that your average, listen, I'm Mr. Blue Collar. I'm not kidding with you. And it's very difficult. I'm not a stupid man. You know, it's very hard for me to draw the line on what my rights are as a property owner. I mean, the way it's written is like you need someone to decipher it, truly.
Yep.
I don't like the fact that they're not recognizing smokers as a group of people. And they have the right to gather without government interference. They do have that right, you know. And I'd like to point this out, too. I'm a smoker. Smoking is a horrible, miserable, nasty, filthy, terrible, unbelievably horrible. It's the stupidest thing you could do to your body. Hands down. And I understand that. And I understand that if people don't want to be around the smoke, why shouldn't they? But, you know, I brought up earlier, I said, I believe that some of the Americans, we need to be put in the right way. We need a list of rules for us to listen to. And right away, you said before the commercial, you went, oh, well, I disagree with that. Let me tell you, I'm going to say it again. I was in Mexico for a month, and I sat in restaurants. And I'm going to tell you this. I'd like to know in the city of Chicago that there's a health inspector walking around there going, hey, listen to me. Your chicken better be at 36 degrees when it's cool. It better be at 168 when it's hot. This is not NSF. This has got to be stainless steel. Believe me, we need guidance and ruling, but we need it within reason. You know,
well, the problem, Ronnie, is that you don't get reasonable things from the government. And we've actually talked about health inspections a few times on this program. And as it turns out, normally, far more than often than not, government health inspectors are very rarely even seen inside restaurants. And when they are seen, they do a pretty shoddy job of checking the place out, unless the owner's politically connected and he's fallen out of favor with the political class, in which case then they'll use the health inspectors to persecute him for political reasons. I think what you'd see is that if the government got out of health inspecting, I think you'd see businesses just on their own proving that they were clean by hiring third-party organizations to come in and do those inspections.
Kind of like
Vegas. Yeah, we're on the way, Ronnie. We can come back with you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. When you put government in charge, you get arbitrariness. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it in within a very short time. I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most. It was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. 800-259-9231. Staples CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in Free Talk Live getting a percentage of your purchase. You've got to do the shopping anyway. You might as well go get your stuff. Might as well get it online. Amazon.freetalklive.com. New, used, 41 categories of products. Free to shop in. Great deals. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go back to Ronnie Lotz, the proprietor of Cigars and Stripes in Berwyn, Illinois, just outside of the Chicago area. He is one of the many business owners in Illinois that has had his business affected by this new smoking ban that has been put into effect at the beginning of this year. However, Ronnie, you've decided to just say, screw this, going to keep allowing smoking in my cigar and alcohol serving establishment, and you're waiting for them to give you a fine. Why did you choose to go that direction?
Well, here, where does one go? I mean, I'm not saying this. I know you want me to come out and you want me to say, we're going to smoke in that bar and I don't care what's happening. That's what you're looking for. Listen to me. I just heard a Liberty Dollar commercial on here. You know what I mean? This is hilarious because this is right up my alley, but I am so American. You know what I mean? I like everything you guys are doing, but I still... Listen, I'm going to stand by it. We need rules and regulations within reason.
I agree with you entirely, Ronnie. Like, I think we do need rules and regulations within reason.
You and I might
disagree what some of those are, but that's fine.
Well, I mean, people need... You got to get right to the basics. I mean, some people all don't have minds that work, and they say, like, well... We understand. It's like, you know, like I was going to make a comment like about the Baptist Church. It's like, you know, it is wrong for you to hit your neighbor in the head with a pipe and take his wallet. Don't do it. You'll go to hell.
People need that. There are certain
people that need that. You know, and we talked about the food and all that. Hey, listen, I want to know that I'm eating safe food, but I understand where you guys are coming from. You're right on that edge of. You know, listen, we're losing our rights as Americans. That's all
right,
I can tell you.
Well, like you said
earlier,
Ronnie.
Look what happened with Norfolk. They put Ron Paul on the Norfolk dollar, and bam, FBI, they closed him. They closed everything. They took his, but they didn't charge him. What's his name? Nuthouse over there.
Bernard von Nuthaus. Yeah, we had him on the show, actually, just after that happened.
What happened? What happened with that? I mean, I don't mean to get off the subject, but I mean, what was that about? They didn't even charge him with anything.
There's a lawsuit now. They took millions of dollars in his inventory, and they still have it.
His inventory? That's part of my inventory.
Right,
I got
and
Liberty
us,
dollars.
Too.
I have
Liberty dollars as well, so they stole my money also.
Well, I guess they did until they figure it out.
Well,
I mean, that's the kind of stuff. It starts with small things.
As far as I'm concerned, Ronnie, they didn't charge the man with anything. So if they walk in and take the stuff and they don't charge somebody, they don't use the legal means, they've stolen it.
Yeah, but what was the real motive behind that little beauty?
Gold, silver, I don't know. Greedy,
was it,
greedy
or was it the fact
people?
That Ron Paul was on the coin?
Could be.
You know? I mean, really, follow it through what that really means. Look at it for what it is.
I suspect they've been watching him for a while, just waiting for the right time. Right. But that probably tipped him over.
I think people definitely need to have rules to follow. Many people do. And I think that what it should be, it should be a very simple, understandable rule. Instead of, like you said, the state of Illinois didn't give you any notice of this new law. You don't know which tomes of law to go and read in order to understand all the regulations and all the laws that have to do with your business. I mean, it would take you years of your life if you wanted to read all that nonsense. It should really just be simple. Do no harm. Don't hurt somebody. Don't destroy their property. Don't damage their lives, their freedom. And then, you know, leave it at that. Let everything else flow from that. That's easy to understand.
I got policemen that are customers, and they came in, and they said, well, you know, we talked about it. They're cigar smokers. They don't really care. Some of them, they're from out of town. They come from different communities.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, it's on the news. What do you mean, the news? It's on the news. Okay, so in other words, just believe it on the news and newspaper and on radio. You realize that Stacey Peterson case, they have me in the newspaper and on the television believing that she was, you know, dating a priest? Running around with a priest?
I'm not sure what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the case.
No, the guy who, what's his name, Drew Peterson and his wife, she disappeared, his second wife. Disappeared. The first wife, they exhumed her body. They said that he killed her. They can't find the body. Then they start going on the news and start talking about, well, she was confiding in a priest that she was having a relationship with. They haven't found the body. They can't charge the guy. My point is, you can't believe that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm not gonna
not everyone watches the news. I mean, is there a requirement now in society for me to sit down and watch the news for 30 minutes every night? I don't have time for that crap.
Bottom line, I've been paying, and I'm a licensed tobacconist since 1998. You owe me an explanation. Send it to me in writing.
So you're going to get the fine, and then what are you planning on doing, Ronnie?
Well, I was at one point going to turn it over to a group of non-for-profit organization called America Heartland. You guys are probably familiar with them. I'm sure you are, actually.
I am not, actually, but go ahead.
I'll send you a book. Anyway, what they have done is they hooked me up with a couple of attorneys that were going to take on this case for, you know, I don't know what their motives were or whatever. Anyways, I talked to one of the guys, the lawyers, and he said, listen, real simple, we've got a lot of paying customers. I don't think you stand a chance. And I said, listen, that's not what you were talking about the other day. Tell me what you're talking about. He says, well, between me and you, you got a good fight on your hands. It's unconstitutional. They can go on that route. But as far as his law firm is concerned, they have too many paying cases. It's going to take up too much time. So I'm going to wait until this organization maybe points me in another direction. Or I'll get a private attorney. My point is, if there's an exemption on the books somewhere that I should be grandfathered in because I expanded and diversified my product in America the last 7 years.
Well, while I agree with you, Ronnie, I would hope that the whole law could be overturned because this is a slap in the face to property rights for everybody everywhere, and it's outrageous.
Look under property rights one day, Google it, and try to decipher it. It's insane.
I'm not going to wait around for the lawyers to try to figure out what my property rights are. I've got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Ronnie, we've got a call for you. I believe we have a call for you. Let's go to the phones, talk to Becky and Keene, listening on WKBK. You're on with Ronnie from Cigars and Stripes.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Hey.
First of all, I got to preface this. I used to live in Elgin, so I know how uptight Illinois is.
All right.
You just need to keep doing what you're doing, and when you get the fine, send it to the lawyers.
Yeah.
They'll help you out.
But at what point, how much of my hard-earned money do I really want to say? Well,
I understand completely, but if...
Here's the catch-22. You want to hear something horrifying?
Sure.
I really enjoy not having the cigars and all the cigarette smoke at the bar. I really do. I can't even get my bartenders to wipe up the bar, let alone, you know what I mean? So now it's easier. I like it confined to the smoke shop. I'm actually liking the idea of it. Here's another angle.
Smokers just want to be in out of the snow, Ronnie. I mean, so if you can provide them a place to smoke next door.
I understand that. But then again, you know, in summer I'm going to I have a beautiful beer garden at Cigars and Stripes, so I don't think it's going to be a problem. I just don't like the fact that, how did this come to be? I mean, you know, I vote. Where did I not see this? Well, I mean, what do I have to follow to know who not to vote for?
They all want this. I mean, it doesn't matter. Democrats and Republicans, they're all in favor of this nanny state legislation.
I was just going to say, both parties are in favor of a nationwide smoking ban.
Well, what we need is we need more Ron Pauls to vote for at a local level. I mean, that would be helpful. Of course, we also what the sad part is when these asinine laws come down, they get handed down from our masters in government. They get handed down, and most business owners, they jump right through the hoops because they've got their assets on the line. They've got investments on the line.
Yeah, their whole fortunes are on the line.
Right. So it's the government leverages their power over the business owners, and then the business owners leverage, you know, the new rules over their customers, and it's very rare. It's very rare, and this is why we had you on the show, Ronnie. It's very rare to have any business owner essentially flip the government off and continue to operate his business in the way they want to.
You know what? You keep painting that picture. It's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm
doing.
You're
just waiting for, them to say.
In my situation, I want to know how it's going to pertain to 6715 West Ogden here in Berlin, to Cigars and Stripes. I need to know what it is for me, because you have to understand something. I'm in a unique situation. Number one, I don't rent the property. I live in it, okay? Number two, that is number one. I live in the property. I live above it, okay?
So you should be able to smoke anywhere on that property.
Well, yeah, but they say open to general public. Now I ask you this, and pay attention to this. Open to general public. Any place open to general public, you know, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. I'm not open to general public. There's an age restriction to walk into my property.
Right, and as a proper property owner, you should have the ability to restrict who comes in and who doesn't for whatever reason. I mean, if you don't want to let blonde-haired people in, you shouldn't be forced to let those people in.
I don't want to let minors in my property. If you're not 18, you're not walking in. You don't belong around tobacco, and if you're not 21, you don't belong around alcohol.
You know, Ronnie, we are short on time, but I hope that as this develops, as you continue on in the direction you're going, I hope you'll send me an email and keep me up to date.
Do that. You know what? Also, why don't you do this? Get your listeners. Go to cigarsandstripes.com, and I'll post updates on the situation.
Brilliant.
Cigarsandstripes.com.
Ronnie, thanks for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate hearing from you and the insight into what's going on there in Illinois, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And Becky, thank you for the call as well. Hour number 2 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Dr.